Our next presenter is Dr. Anita Fernanda. Dr. Fernanda has a PhD in clinical health psychology from the University of Miami, and she's an associate professor in the Department of Behavioral Science at the University of Kentucky. Her research focuses on health disparities, especially among African Americans, and she examines the influence of ethno-cultural specific construct and acculturative and race-related stress. She's been funded by NCI, NIDA, and the Kentucky Lung Cancer Research Program. Please welcome Dr. Fernanda.
Good morning. So there are no disclosures by any of the authors. Just again, a brief background, as the other presenters have discussed this morning, that 1/5 of all cigarettes sold in the U.S. are mentholated, and some population groups are more likely to smoke menthol cigarettes than others, and these groups often suffer disproportionately from smoking-related morbidity and mortality. And given the large market share of menthol cigarettes and associated indirect health risks, it's critical that tobacco control efforts are successful in reaching menthol smokers. Tobacco control efforts have focused on policy interventions as well as individual and community-based prevention and cessation interventions. For example, individual level interventions have included tobacco control efforts such as providing access to cessation services, for example, websites, telephone quit lines, and workplace cessation services, while policy interventions have included clean indoor air laws and voluntary smoke-free policies in the home and workplace. Studies document that smoke-free policies have had significant effects on preventing smoking uptake, as well as enhancing cessation rates. However, smoking policies may vary by income level and race ethnicity. Studies have also shown that menthol cigarette smoking varies by income level and race ethnicity, with menthol cigarette use higher among African Americans, low SES individuals, and women. Very little is known regarding the association between tobacco control efforts and menthol smoking, and no studies have examined the associations between menthol smoking and smoking restrictions at home and work, and knowledge and availability of smoking cessation services. So the primary purpose of the study was to determine whether menthol cigarette smoking is related to tobacco control efforts operationalized as exposure to smoke-free policies, availability of cessation services at work, and knowledge of cessation among current smokers. Studies examining the association between tobacco control efforts and menthol cigarette smoking can assist researchers, practitioners, and policymakers to intervene and evaluate policies and programs to enhance public health efforts to reduce the harm caused by tobacco. So secondary analysis was conducted using logistic regression across sectional data of the 2003 and 2006-07 tobacco use supplement to the current population survey administered by NCI and the CDC. A total of 66,145 current smokers participated in the TUS-CPS. Demographic characteristics, smoking frequency, menthol cigarette use, status of smoking bans in the workplace and at home, availability of cessation services at work, and knowledge of quitting resources were assessed. There was roughly an even split between males and females in the sample. Among current smokers with an indoor job, there was a higher percentage of females, while among all current smokers, males were the majority. Most of those who participated were non-Hispanic and between the ages of 25 and 64 years. More than 3/4 of the participants had at least a high school education, but about half had household incomes less than $40,000. About 80% of the participants smoked every day, and most used a non-menthol brand of cigarettes. Of those employed at an indoor job, more than half worked at a smoke-free workplace, while the minority had a smoke-free policy in their home. Of those in the data set who worked outside the home, the minority had cessation services available at work. About half of current smokers had knowledge of a telephone quit line in general, although most were not familiar with the 1-800-QUIT-NOW in particular. A minority of participants had heard of the website www.smokefree.gov. The four-level indicator for smoke-free policies in the workplace and at home was used as the dependent variable for this multinomial logistic regression to examine the hypotheses, as only those employed indoors were asked whether their workplace was smoke-free indoors. Only those employed indoors were included in this regression model. Among all current smokers with an indoor job, with no smoke-free restrictions at either work or home as the reference, those who smoked menthol cigarettes were about one-third as likely to have a smoke-free policy at both work and home. In the comparison group of those with an indoor smoke-free policy at work only, menthol status was a risk factor for not having a workplace restriction. Menthol smoking was predictive of having a home smoking ban. Relative to the comparison group of those who reported a smoke-free policy both at work and at home, other risk factors for not having a policy either in the workplace or at home included being male, being black, between the ages of 45 and 64, and just moving over to this other table, having lower education and income, and being a daily smoker. So going back there, relative to the comparison group of those who indicated a smoking restriction at work, risk factors for not having a policy at work or home included being male, being younger than 65 years, having less education and lower income, and being an everyday smoker. I'm sorry, I'm not going back to the right slide. There we go. And lastly, relative to the group who reported a smoke-free home policy only, risk factors for being without a policy either at work or at home included being female, not getting to the right slides here. It's going back. Let's see. Yep. There we go. There we go. And having an income less than $75,000. So is that going back? Yeah, there we go. A binary logistic regression was used to determine predictors of smoke-free home policy only so that all current smokers, regardless of work status, could be included in the analysis. Being a menthol smoker was a risk factor for not having a smoke-free home policy. Other risk factors for lack of a smoke-free home policy included being female, being black, not having had any post-secondary education, having an income less than $75,000, and being a daily smoker. Menthol smoking status did not predict knowledge of the cessation website. Risk factors for being unaware of the website included being male, being black or Hispanic, having less education, and lower income. Menthol smoking also was not associated with knowledge of quit lines in general or the 1-800-QUIT-NOW in particular. Risk factors for lack of knowledge of the general or specific quit line included being male, being black or Hispanic, and having lower education and lower income. Among the subsample of current smokers employed outside the home, menthol status was not related to whether the workplace offers cessation services. Risk factors for lack of cessation at work included being male, being between the ages of 18 and 24 years, having at most a high school education, and earning less than $75,000 per year. So in summary, the purpose of the study was to determine whether menthol smoking was related to smoke-free home and workplace policies, availability of workplace tobacco cessation services, and knowledge of cessation resources among current smokers. And among current smokers with an indoor job, smoking menthol cigarettes was a risk factor for being less protected by indoor smoke-free policies at work and at home. Menthol smoking was not related to availability of cessation services offered at work or knowledge of cessation services. The limitations are similar to what the other authors have noted and presenters have noted, including the use of cross-sectional data, lack of biochemically verification of smoking status, and also including a lack of measure of tobacco dependence, as the level of dependence may affect the relationship between menthol use and protection by workplace and smoke-free policies. So despite the limitations, the study makes an important contribution to the literature and calls on policymakers and tobacco control professionals to monitor their tobacco control efforts to ensure that they are reaching menthol smokers who may be disproportionately harmed by tobacco. Given the large market share of menthol cigarettes, it is critical that tobacco control efforts include both policy and prevention cessation interventions that reach menthol smokers.